The weather is changing and more spiders will be making their way indoors. Researchers say spiders may look scary, but they are not the frightening creatures that Halloween has made them out to be.
We celebrate spiders one day each year, right? And that's Halloween. And the only thing is we celebrate them as big, freaky, hairy monsters with fangs. And that doesn't help our overall knowledge and attitude about spiders as being really part of the natural community that's around us. They have their place.
Almost all spiders have venom, but only two out of the nearly 400 Missouri species are dangerous to humans. That's according to David Burns, who is a conservation education consultant with the Missouri Department of Conservation.
The vast majority of spiders, the venom, it would not be considered medically significant to a human. Really, the only species of spiders that in Missouri that we would be concerned about medically significant venom are the brown recluse spiders and the widow spiders, like the black widows.
The most common spider in Missouri is the wolf spider. Bruns says they are really a fascinating species.
There are tens of thousands per acre, tens of thousands of wolf spiders per acre of meadow in the state of Missouri. They don't actually make a web to catch their food. They are hunting on the ground, and they're like little wolves, and they pounce on their prey and devour their prey on the ground. They are largely nocturnal, and so even if we were to go out at night and if we were holding a light, using a headlamp or using a light next to our head, we can see a very distinctive greenish eye shine reflecting back at us, and we can see it's an easy way to find wolf spiders at night.
Burns says spiders are more beneficial than they are scary.
Many people develop a fear of spiders essentially by watching other people freak out when they see spiders, and we sort of learn, so they're more harmless than people realize. They're beneficial.
Bruns wrote an article on wolf spiders that's published in the MDC's magazine this month. A link to that can be found on our website at kmzu.com.